At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Dan Cook is back at headquarters. Dan used to be part of this extravaganza.
Yes.
Until he ran like a rat, just like Adam Carter.
I like to think of it as I took a step up.
Ran like a rat chasing a light at night. That's how I view it. How many times over the years have you had to call and call and call to try to track down the queen?
Oh, I mean, not only would I have to take my shoes off to count that high, I'd need way more than that.
Yeah. And then if we ever had the temerity to call her late, she'd be very upset.
In fact, I was kind of surprised because I waited right till the end of the news to call her. And usually at that point, she's burning up the line going, why aren't you calling me? Why aren't you calling me?
Yes. Yeah. After she sent us 20 items about herself to discuss that particular day. All right. You let me know when Shaletta buzzes in.
Yeah. I tried her a couple of times and it's going right to voicemail. So
got it.
Yeah.
So she's in Rochester and I'm assuming she's a part of this event with RFK Jr. Now, with Shaletta and RFK Jr., I'm thinking there's no chance. With Shaletta and RFK Jr. and autism, I'm thinking there's no chance. However, part of what's taking place down there is Health and Human Services, which RFK Jr. is in charge of. The Department of Justice and FEMA have announced the launch of the National Autism Missing and Endangered Person Alert Initiative. This is the first program of its kind in the country, and I think Shaletta is now with us. Shaletta, is that why you were down in Rochester today for this program involving the National Autism Missing an Endangered Person Alert Initiative? Am I right on that?
Yes, you are, sir. I had a whole thing set up yesterday. I had meetings. I had my business to run. I've got kids to take care of. School is not in. But someone called me and told me about this event, and I canceled everything on my calendar today so that I could go to Rochester. I'm still here because the news conference just wrapped up with HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy, some people from DOJ, a guy from FEMA, and they have an autism council. And, you know, this is something that I've been advocating for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
I have been advocating for this for 10 years because what happens, especially with teens, when they have autism and they wander, you know, 911 dispatchers, they do a great job. Police, they do a great job. But, you know, they just aren't as responsive as they need to be, and only because they haven't been trained. So they were talking about training and devices and getting everyone on one accord so that they can help decrease these numbers. And they had some stats that I had never heard of. 8 children with autism per month in this country wander away and die per month.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before.
That is sad. And we need to, obviously there's accountability with those in the home, 100%. But when we have resources available, and part of what the secretary said is a lot of this will build on the alert capabilities that are already available. And part of his point is trying to get that critical information to authorities and the public as quickly as possible. And we'll say this again, because with RFK Jr. and autism, I have called them out. You've called them out repeatedly on using scientific data that has not been proven or has been disproven on a regular basis to try to link autism to fill in the blank, fill in the blank, fill in the blank. And almost every time his information is erroneous and can be challenged by scientific data. However, and a big however, if he wants to be a part of this, and clearly he must want to be a part of it, if he's in Rochester, he didn't send one of his lackeys, he's there to try to help out families and lost autistic children, then I say we can have our differences, but bravo, and thank you very much for helping.
You know what? A broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
You know, so this time, you know, with that being said, with everything he's done and said that is wrong, that is misinformation, his stance on some of the vaccines and anything else that he said that was kind of kooky today. And here's the thing, Chad, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I came and I didn't know if I was going to need a fight or flight response, because I didn't know if he was going to start talking the talk that he's been talking, or start talking about databases or trials or whatever. And then he got in there, he started making sense. I said, okay, he took his medicine, because he started talking about it working from the bottom up. He applauded the Olmsted County Sheriff's Office and the police officers in Rochester. The program that they are using and implementing here has saved almost 10 children's lives. Because of the way that they have trained their team, from the dispatchers to the police officers to the investigators, everybody is trained the same way, and everybody is on one accord. And so they are looking at Rochester and Olmsted County as the model to use for the rest of the country. So I like the fact that they are going from the bottom up. They're taking Rochester as the example. They're learning from them. And then they are also listening to autism parents. This was not a news conference where it was just a bunch of media. There were as many autism parents in the room as there were media members. And so they were talking to them. They were listening. They were taking notes. They had a closed door session. And so it's really going to be, if it goes the way that it's written on paper, it is going to really be comprehensive, and it is going to really make a difference. And Chad, honestly, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to save lives.
That's it. And I want to respond in two ways. You know, two of us are also, I mean, for me, it's a little bit more because of the show, but for you, you're the same with President Trump. But when I can find ways, including the border and other ways, where I feel like the president has made steps forward, where he has improved the country, I will absolutely acknowledge that. Now, is he my guy? Do I think he's qualified to be president? I don't. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be oblivious to where he's had success. And it's the same thing here with RFK Jr. And you talked about Rochester. Let me just back it up with some of the data here. They're talking about these devices that some of the kids were more prone for their intellectual challenges to wander off, that they're going to wear this on a wrist or an ankle. And in Olmsted County, they have achieved, wait for it, 100% success rate in finding these kids. I mean, think about it. How many times have you literally spent your own money and traveled the country for the locks on the doors because of kids who wander off and they end up in water, they're not found, they're lost by the time they're found, their lives have ended. You have put your neck and your wallet on the line on that on a regular basis, and bravo to Olmsted County. And just to add to it, the officers, about a month and a half in, will go back to a home where I have an autistic son, you have three autistic children, where maybe all of our kids or one of our kids has that, and they will replace the batteries. So this isn't just a one-time situation. Okay, nice to meet you, Shaletta. See you later. Olmsted County, the Sheriff's Office, the Rochester Police Department, thank you so much for staying involved.
And that is why they are the model. That is why he flew here. You know, and that's what the question everybody had sitting in the room. It was like, why are we in Rochester? Why is he not in the Twin Cities? You know, the cynic in me is like, oh, he didn't want the protesters. No, he's out here because he's learning. They're taking notes. He's got the A-team here because they need to figure out what they're doing so that they could implement it across the country. And there have been too many times, Chad, especially with this administration, that they have things that they implement that are detrimental to Americans. And we've seen it play out time and time again. But this is the one time I have to say that if it goes the way that it is going in Olmsted County and they use those officers in Rochester to train officers, dispatchers, and sheriff's deputies across the country on how to use this, Chad, we're talking about thousands of lives are going to be saved because of this. And the good thing is that they have the infrastructure from the Amber Alert to roll it out. They don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? They've already got, you know, something similar with the Amber Alert system. And so it's a complement to that. And you know, my question was training. How long is it going to take? They talked about the online training. They talked about, you know, the in-person training. They talked about how to interact with families and how to train dispatchers. And so it's going to be a comprehensive program. And a lot of that is going to boil down to training and care. You know, you got to care about the people you serve in this community if you're going to be answering that 911 call or if you're going to be riding around with a badge on your chest.
I'm going to let you go because I know you're still busy down there, and I'm so glad you were able to make it down there and provide this information. And as you just said, bravo again to Rochester Police and Olmsted Sheriffs. Let's continue to see this spread across the country. Use the networking that is available and help out some of these children or young adults who are vulnerable and try to prevent a very, very sad story from taking place. Enjoy the rest of your day. Keep us informed, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Love y'all.
Shaletta with us. We get texts, and I appreciate the texts, and I comment on your texts. So you get to comment on what you like about what I say, what you don't like about what I say. And we can have a back and forth. And I'm just going to say the timing of this text is rather bizarre to me. We are talking about children who are autistic, who clearly have this at a pretty significant level. If they are wandering off and the numbers who are dying, okay, and a texter then decides during this segment to say, I feel autism has been overdiagnosed lately. Okay, if we want to have, Brad, the broader conversation on why autism numbers have jumped, maybe you even believe some of what RFK Jr. has offered up. I don't believe it, literally a single word, and the data proves him wrong on a regular basis, but you're entitled to 100% disagree with me and agree with him. But we're talking about kids and trying to prevent these kids and young adults from dying. And you're listening to this segment and you decide to send a text saying, I think autism has been overdiagnosed, when we're talking about saving individuals' lives.
Well,
honestly, could you be more tone deaf, texter?
You have a son with autism. Shaletta has how many kids with autism?
Three.
I have a son with autism.
Yep.
So you may think that that's just the evolution of medicine and science and, you know,
diagnosis.
Yes.
And where we were.
Because I can, you know, when we were growing up, and I don't want to, you know, make flippant comments about this, but you remember when we were growing up, there were always what we thought were kids, but that kid's a little different. That kid's a little this or a little that. So, but they didn't get the kind of care.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have my wife, who literally, so our first boy, he was talkative coming out of the womb, it seemed like.
Well, can't imagine where that came from.
Yeah. True, though, our youngest, Truman, we call him True, he was, you know, non-talkative, you know, for a long time, and but he was happy. So it wasn't like he was crying. We could sit him somewhere, and he'd just sit there and enjoy it. And up until two, we were like, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. Mm-hmm. So overdiagnosed my bleep, you know. I mean, all of a sudden we had people, and we were fortunate that in Minnetonka they have such great resources. They came in and they said, look, you might have, you know, autism or on the spectrum, and they call it that for a reason. There are some kids who, I mean, they literally, you know, they're physically, it affects their physical abilities.
We see it all the time.
I have a high-functioning autistic kid where socially he's got a little, you know, and cognitively. But I guarantee you there's no fallacy to this. It's real. And the fact that we've been able to evolve to this level, that's not overdiagnosis. That's proper diagnosis.
Exactly. And then while listening to this about saving lives and decide this is the time to send the text, show some compassion, individual. Another texter says this: this system should be expanded to vulnerable adults and seniors as well. How many times have we heard of individuals disappearing? Agree 100%. We have these conversations all the time on our show about what is happening with individuals as they age. Let's hope, if you're listening right now, that you live till 115 and you are running races until 110 and you are razor sharp and your health is impeccable. But too often, that we could take calls from now until we start the show on Monday of families whose lives have been filled with sorrow, sadness, cruelty, and loss of money because what's happened to a grandparent, to a mother, a father, a brother when they're taking care. And sometimes some of these folks will not go somewhere in particular and they want to remain at their house, and they shouldn't, but it's such a difficult situation and somebody wanders off and it turns out horrifically. So I think the texter makes a very good point. Want to keep texting? You certainly can. 651-461-9226.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
So let's switch over to mental health concerns and major cities and the use of police. Dina Winter, who was on with Adam on this same topic, you can listen to what Dina had to say, podcast, The Adam and Jordana Show. I mean, listen to this show first, of course, but then no, check out Adam and Jordana, because the use of specifically trained individuals for mental health when, and some of the police officers might be fantastic at this. Others, they're not trained enough. This isn't their area of expertise. It is complex. It is difficult. You don't know precisely what you're walking into. And obviously in the city of Minneapolis, as we've discussed hundreds of times, they're short on police officers. So the city has started using other response teams. And this program, when it started 4 years ago, was at about 2.5 million the first year. Now, through the last 5 years, the city has spent, wait for it, $25 million. But the problem is, Dina Winter points out, excuse me, I had a little dessert during the break, and I think it's kicking back up at me. But, oh, by the way, it was worth it because the Deacon's Lodge food is bringing it today. They've been working with this for-profit company. Let me emphasize, for-profit company, Canopy Roots. But guess what? Their follow-up and what's going on in the oversight hasn't been close to it. The company's issued billing and invoices when reviewed by the Tribune. Excuse me, this company, Canopy Roots, did not routinely include documentation, itemized receipts, payroll records. The city assistant, city attorney, almost 2 years ago said we need more details on invoices. The company at one point was charging an average of $70 an hour per staffing. The next month, it's $25. Then they're asking to be reimbursed for things such as sunscreen, menstrual supplies, vacuum accessories. And, oh, by the way, noting the city doesn't supply those items to its own employees. Listen, I am all for Minneapolis, St. Paul, even smaller cities, Brad, when it's within their bandwidth of finances to try this. But these companies have to be accountable. And, by the way, are when they want to be reimbursed, they're giving this to the folks facing mental health, the sunscreen, the menstrual supplies, the vacuum accessories. Is that something that was agreed to? Because I get with mental health, sometimes people are so overwhelmed by circumstances that if you give them some necessities, that brings some normalcy. But if the city is going to see this, where it goes from 2.5 million to 25 million total, that's in 5 years.
Big number.
Right? And here's another part of it. It's unclear what metrics the city has been gauging for success besides diverting. Now, wait for this. An average of 10,000 calls per year from the police. Taking away 10,000 calls from police. That's remarkable. So if they want to show why this is worth it, fine. But the follow-up has not been very good at all. That the city cannot keep working with this company unless they're going to show what they're doing, why they're doing it, and why they are still the most cost and efficient of the other companies that we're trying to buy.
So we're not debating or discussing whether this is a good idea.
No, I'm not. No.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Because there are far too many instances where you send in the police and a sledgehammer when a scalpel would do in an instance where you might
and
have a
domestic. And it can turn out horribly.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
We how many times have you heard, it, you know, there's been either an incident at a domestic or something like that where the police were sent in where something else could have worked, right? So that part, they should definitely keep looking at that. I'm not sure who to blame here the most because you have to be accountable for the expenses that you're putting in for.
Mm-hmm.
When you go from, what was it, 2.5 to 25 million.
Yeah.
And then you show, or at least it shows, some of these expenses, which all of a sudden leads to that F word, fraud, whether it is or not.
Yeah.
Everybody now is on edge about misuse of government dollars for things that we don't need. So everybody's going to be not just skeptical, but cynical about something like this. They have to be above board in terms of notating what their expenses were for. So I first of all, I blame the company for not doing that and saying, look, we needed to purchase this for this instance. You have to be so descriptive and specific about that. But the city also needs to, there might be other companies that can do this in a more efficient way.
Let me just jump in another part of Dina Winter's story. Star Tribune, worth your time. Multiple council members, when Barnett was still vying for the position, and I'll say this again, I don't understand why Todrick Barnett has been as unwilling to publicly talk about his job as he has been, because we have tried to get him on a number of times, and I know other shows on this station have tried to get on.
Well, especially when it came after the previous person who was all too willing to be out front.
Yeah, right. And we saw how effective that was. And even just the other day when you had the Jamal Osmond, Todrick Barnett back and forth on Brian O'Hara, his job, being on the committee to replace Brian O'Hara, and Todrick Barnett gave some brief quotes to the Star Tribune, and we thought, okay, let's get him on. And at first the response was, okay, we'll make this work. And then the response back was, we'll stand by the quotes. So going back to this story, you had two city council members emailing and another one in the council member president chastising him for being unresponsive on requests for standard information. And God knows I haven't exactly rallied to the defense of the DSA city council members, but when you had the giant increases in police money in overtime, and some of it absolutely was unavoidable because of the catastrophe that was Operation Metro Surge, some of it raised questions on how long people need to be on standby. So if Todrick Barnett, who is, in my opinion, has a great deal of credibility, and there are top-flight attorneys in this town who I know well who glow about him, you got to stand. I mean, you're judged every single day. And where were you on the police overtime? Where were you on this story? And then when you want to try to defend your position, explain yourself, you don't make yourself available. Come on.
That position makes more than the mayor.
Yes. It's $400,000, right?
There's accountability there.
Yes.
And there was none.
Unavailable. And I get formally as a judge, you're in a different position. We can't just call judge after judge and get them to talk. I understand that. In this position, with what's happened in this city and that pay, I think the council members are fair to ask questions, and the public should want to hear from them. It's about when I take a break for Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan, so I could not change. I mean,
you wanted to filibuster as long as
I could have ended that story like 3 minutes ago. But if Harrigan, who was probably listening right now, if I would have went to break at 2:28, he might have driven up here to Brainerd and taken the air out of my tires. So here comes Brad Lane. I mean, the bar is not high to top Harrigan in Am I Wrong. Let's be honest. Come on. Brad Lane's version of Am I Wrong. Next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.